This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The country is witnessing high-octane campaigning for a third phase of Lok Sabha elections, with top leaders holding election rallies and roadshows in various constituencies. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 4 rallies in Karnataka today. He will be campaigning in the constituencies going to polls on 7th May. In the morning, Mr. Modi will address a public rally in Belgavi. He will then reach Sirsi in Uttarakhand Lok Sabha constituency and address a public rally at noon. Thereafter, the senior BJP leader will reach Devangiri and take up campaigning afternoon, and finally in the evening will address the final rally for the day from Bellary. Earlier, Mr. Modi, while addressing an election rally in Goa last night, said that Goa symbolizes the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. In Andhra Pradesh, YSR Congress Party President Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy unveiled the party's manifesto for general elections 2024 at Tadepalli party office yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, he stated that his state government completed 99% of the promises made in 2019 election manifesto and assured to continue all the existing welfare schemes if voted to power again. In Gujarat, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed election rallies in Porbandar, Bharuch and Panchmahal. Addressing a rally in Panchmahal yesterday, Mr. Shah said the BJP government will implement the Uniform Civil Code once it returns to power. He said the BJP government under the leadership of Narendra Modi has freed India from terrorism. Mr. Shah said the BJP government is committed to the development of all sections of society, including the poor and marginalized. In another rally at Dharmapur in Valsad district, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra accused the BJP government of doing injustice to the poor and tribals over the last 10 years. She stated that if the Congress party comes to power, it will allocate a special budget for tribal people and work for the welfare of the poor, farmers and the downtrodden. Uttar Pradesh is going to witness high-voltage political campaigning today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be addressing 3 rallies in the state. He will be in Kasganj, Mainpuri, Etawah and Kanpur. Apart from attending rallies in Kasganj, Mainpuri and Etawah, he will have meetings with party functionaries in Kanpur regarding the general elections. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of State Yogi Adityanath will also address rallies in Bareilly, Badaun and Etah districts. Clash of titans in the political battleground will be in Bareilly, where Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will also campaign for the party's candidate. He will also address another political rally in Sambhal district. Meanwhile, in Gujarat, political campaigning is going on in full swing. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh will campaign in favour of BJP candidates today. Mr. Singh will address a press conference in Ahmedabad in the morning and later address election rallies at Khambhat and Bhavnagar. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi will campaign in the state today. Mr. Singhvi will address a press conference in Ahmedabad. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will address an election rally at Patan tomorrow. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heat wave conditions in Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha. Heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over Bihar, Jharkhand, Rayalaseema, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Uttar Pradesh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam are likely to prevail to the next 4 to 5 days. IMD further said that hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail over West Assam, Meghalaya and Tripura till tomorrow, while similar conditions are likely to prevail in Kerala, Mahe, coastal Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Konkan till the 1st of May. Meanwhile, the weather agency has forecast rainfall and hail storms over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu Kashmir, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad tomorrow. It has also predicted thunderstorms and lightning in northeast India for the next 2 to 3 days. In Delhi, a partly cloudy sky is likely to prevail today. Maximum and minimum temperatures are slated to hover between 39 and 29 degrees Celsius. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 3:30 p.m. And in another match, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.